ZLK Mobile.
You don't say. Good evening, Shane. It's your OTR.
Had to stop by one of my daughter's houses and get car seat. She stayed over last night and took our granddaughter her other pop is visiting from Texas. And she went and stayed with him for a few hours till Beth got off work. I stopped by to pick up a car seat from her.
Oh, I was just sitting here. Bernice is watching NCIS New Orleans over there. I just worked Serbia. No big deal, but he was on there, so I worked him. Not too much else of interest really tonight on DX. Been working some of those WWA stations, you see, you know.
Is Serbia like S Sugar 57 or S57, something like that?
You hear Sugar 51, I should say Sierra 51 and Sierra 57 and all that. I think it's the Slovak Republic. Serbia is a Yankee uniform. This one's YU5EA. And his name was LJUBA. Lupja was his nickname. He's in Belgrade, Serbia. I think that used to be Yugoslavia, didn't it?
Sounds right. I couldn't tell you for sure. Yeah, I when I first got my station set up here a couple years ago, there was this one or two guys, and they were S57. I think one was S57DX or something, and he would always say Sugar 57. Man, he would boom in, and it was like every three or four nights I'd hear him in there, and anyway, I hadn't heard him in a while, but it might be a different time now when I'm getting on the radio. And I haven't been on the radio this in the evening in a long time, so that was probably it.
They're real common. They got a lot of ham operators there. Let me see if I can... you know what his suffix was? Slovenia, that's what it is.
Guy's calls was S57 Delta X-ray, but could be wrong.
One
in there too a lot, but anyway, oh well, I was just curious. Haven't heard him in a while. But you have a good day. You sound a lot better today. You sound not quite as tired.
Yeah, the nurse called back and told me I shouldn't have overdone it there, cleaning the chicken pen and lifting on stuff that shunt or stent, whatever they call it, doesn't like that. Well, they didn't tell me that before, and I felt cruddy this morning, but about noon I come out of it and I took Bernice down. She had a echocardiogram, and in listening to it from my experience, I could hear a couple of valves that were leaking a little bit, and sure enough the results come back and they are, but I don't know if they'll do anything about it or not, but they just wanted to look closer at it. I'm pretty sure they're aware of it. They call it a heart murmur. I got one too.
My oldest daughter, the one I just saw, she had one when she was young, but she outgrew it, which was a good thing. But I think this technology, some of it's so sensitive, they can pick up on things that they never would have known years ago.
enjoyed it. I didn't say anything, if you can believe that. Usually, if I'm laying there and they're doing it to me, I got questions, which most of them they will not answer. But if you ask them what that is on the screen at times, they'll tell you. But they just won't tell you what, you know, any of your results. But I find it fascinating, and now they got color echocardiograms, and when she left the room there to last, I snapped a picture of it, but it wasn't anything on it that was of grave importance. But it just fascinates the dickens out of me at the technology.
One done several years ago, we had a couple relatives over in England. One was a 7-year-old girl. She was a second cousin. And then a 17-year-old boy, a first cousin of mine, and both of them just slumped over. And they were thinking hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is where the heart just keeps growing and doesn't stop, and it ends up filling in the cavities. You know, the chambers get smaller and smaller because the heart muscle just keeps growing. So they wanted us all to be checked out. Fortunately, none of us have it. But anyway, just watching that echocardiogram, and you know when they got, they show the sides between the chambers where that little valve is flapping. Beth had to turn away. She said it made her a little nauseated.
This is Gerald TR. No, they stop it and take a picture of it. They take a bunch of pictures. You can see them stored over to the right. And then they take a cursor. It reminds me of the radar we had in the P3 Orions. You could run a cursor out at the target, and it'd tell you how far he was from your location. But they can take and manipulate that and make circles and ellipses or whatever they need. I couldn't do that. But it's just totally fascinating what they can do. Well, I've been listening to a little bit of that about that airline crash out there. My pilot nephew said he probably made a wrong turn, but there were supposed to be two of the controllers in the tower, and there was only one, so that doesn't sound good. But to my knowledge, they were wearing night vision goggles, and that makes it to where both pilot and co-pilot has to be scanning. Also, that plane was on approach, so he had landing lights on. And if they got on night vision goggles and they get a flash of white light, it blinds them for a little bit. I don't know the duration of it. But a lot of things could happen there. But I do believe it was the helicopter's fault, because those planes make a long approach. If you ever watched them out here, and he was down at 300 feet when that chopper hit him. So, really, really sad thing.
Yes, and I've kind of heard off and on some things, but it seems like, you know, the choppers are around, you know, flying all around there all the time, but I heard one guy say he was a former military pilot and supposedly he had flown in and out of there, and he said you were supposed to keep a very low, I guess you would say ceiling, you know, flying up, flying under the, you know, certain altitude because of the airport, and we keep that until we get a certain distance away before we start coming up. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but it does seem like it was some kind of error on the military helicopters, you know, whether it was in, you know, like you say, got blinded or something like that. But that's, it is really sad. I hate to hear that.
The commercial planes have what they call TCAS, T-C-A-S now, and it shows them the planes in the area. But see, he had descended down to 300 feet and was just ready for touchdown in a matter of seconds. And running about, they said 128. That's almost a stall speed on that thing, but I would have said more like 140, but that's what I saw. And I had a cousin that his son flew those, It's one of the most sophisticated, or is the most sophisticated helicopter that there is. But doing training flights around that national airport, you know, I flew in there back in the, probably the 70s or 80s, probably the 80s. And they wanted to shut down National as soon as they got Dulles built. This is your OTR. Well, Dulles is about 25 or 30 miles out there, just roughly. So all the congressmen just threw it a fit because they didn't want to be inconvenienced and go out there. So they made Dulles the international, and Reagan, I don't know if it's international or not. I don't think so. But it used to just be called National Airport. But if you remember rightly, there was a crash out there years ago when you seen the helicopters fishing them out of the Potomac. But it's been, I think they said 16 years since there's been a major collision. And guys, I've seen the times when there's 8,000 flights up there in a day, Shane, around Christmas and Thanksgiving and that.
Accident, wasn't that where that jet slid off the runway in an ice storm or something, middle of winter, into the Potomac a long time ago?
Approach, and you hit that bridge and then went into the river. I can't remember the specifics of it. But I remember this much, the pilots that I talked to, they had noise abatement there back even in the 80s. So when they take off out of there, it's like any other airport. There's not much there when they build it, and then the city moves in around it, and then they bitch about the noise. So they have what they call noise abatement, and it was very strict. And they could come to certain altitudes and fly that for so long and make different turns as they take off out of there. And I think they follow the river a lot, but you'd have to ask a pilot familiar with it. And it's quite complex when you go out of there, the pathway that you got to take.
It's a complicated airport, and even landing, it's not just a straight shot. Circle around and come in at a straight shot. But, I mean, I don't know. I've never flown in there. But, yeah, it does seem odd that there was only one flight controller or air traffic controller. Because that, I wouldn't want that, I wouldn't want that pressure. It's bad enough to, you know, with a room full of them, but that's a busy airport for one guy.
Probably, I don't know if you know it or not, but air traffic controllers, it even shortens their life because of the stress. It's a very difficult job. I had a friend that I was in the Navy with, and he became an instructor at the FAA Academy in Oklahoma City years ago. But yeah, the company flew me out there to go to a GE 1050 HLB, they called it. It was a computer that controlled a CNC lathe, and I flew in there, and I flew out of there on some little podunk airline, I can't remember the name of it, over to Staunton, Virginia, and they said you landed in a, it was a small airport, but when I first got there, I didn't know where to go, Shane, and I had 3 hours between my flights. So I asked this lady at the counter, I said, where would you go? I want to see some of the monuments. I'd never been there. Tom, jump on the metro. And she pointed at it. And she said, just right across the parking lot there. Jump on that. And I said, I want to go to Arlington, to the cemetery. And then she named several other ones. And that metro goes everywhere. And so I jumped on that. And I went sightseeing for a while, and I come back, and I was an hour ahead of my flight. Back then, you didn't have to be real early like now. And when I went up to the counter, this guy was just giving this lady Hades. I mean, a really bad time, and wanted on that flight. and or the next flight, I guess it was. But at any rate, he was rude as could be. And when he got down, I went up there. I said, well, then, you know, showed her my ticket. And then she said, well, you missed your flight. And I said, I what? And she says, yeah. She says, it left an hour ago. Well, it just so happened I didn't change my watch, Shane, and I was from Kansas. We're a little slow, you know. And I said, well, if I'd been a little more observant and not so stupid, I wouldn't have done that. I said, can you help me out? And she looked around looking for that guy, and she says, yeah, hang on a minute. And she put me on the very next flight over to Staunton, Virginia, which wasn't very far. But being rude just didn't pay off that day. This is Enter LTR.
Is that LK? That's a funny story about the watch. No, being rude usually doesn't pay off. I don't understand it. I've seen a lot of it, and it never helps. I guess the person might feel better about themselves for a little bit, but I just don't understand being that way.
Neither, and he got what was coming to him, and he had to wait till the next day to get out of there, and I got on this plane he was trying to get on. But, yeah, I've seen people go in Walmart and different stores and just give the, you know, the little person that's out there stocking the shelves, and just give them the heck and over something. And, you know, they don't own the company. They don't run the company, and they're not the managers. I just don't think that's right, but I don't do it. But that was funny. She got me on the next flight, and I got to see a lot of the monuments that day. And I've been out there about 3 or 4 times, and it's something everybody should see. Bernice and I took about 140 students, roughly. I was president of the band Boosters, and she was too with me, and we took the band out there, and I swear those kids growed up 10 years after they seen those monuments and heard those speeches. And one of the biggest thrills was watching the we went to the oldest Marine depot in the United States, and we got to watch the silent drill team perform. We got to watch the Marine band, the Marine Orchestra, and that did those kids more good than all of high school, as far as I was concerned.
Amazing. That would be something to see. And, you know, most kids nowadays, you have no idea. We're so, well, really not that far removed from all that history, but our society has removed us from that history, and it's a sad thing, because you got to remember where you came from, so you can fix what was wrong, do different than what was wrong, but also do the things that worked and were right, and just remember the sacrifices and stuff. But I got a question for you. I think you said you had a couple of collapsed lungs at different times. Did that affect your French horn playing at all? Was that before or after?
Poor Shane, and I didn't play for probably 20 years after I got out of the service. And then I went to the doctor, and I asked him if it would be all right, and he said, oh yeah, it'd be good for you. I've had pain in that left side where they stuck my lung to my ribcage, so I didn't have a normal lung collapse. I had the first one, I almost died. I had a lung collapse, and then I started bleeding internally, and that was the big problem. And they call that a hemothorax. A regular lung collapse is a pneumothorax, and it's pretty common. But I've had 5 chest tubes in me, and it ain't no fun at all, especially when they pull them out. And it's no fun when they put them in either, unless you're asleep. And there's some doctors you were and some you weren't. But no, you ought to know that just talking to me. It didn't affect my wind by any means.
Well, thank you. say it, but I wanted to make you feel better about it. No, that's good. I love the French horn. I never learned to play it, but I do love the sound of it. I love a brass quintet and a low brass or a trombone choir, you know. I just love that sound. Trumpets are good, too, and they have their place. They're great in a quintet. But there's something about the low brass that I really like. Of course, being a trombone player, or used to be, that's probably why.
I think the horn has a greater range than anything in the whole orchestra, and they're right behind the concert master. They're the second highest paid in the professional orchestras, so I've been told. No expert on that, but I just love it. I went to the different conventions around, and the biggest one was at the University of Texas. It was the International Horn Convention. And I heard him play the Carnival of Venice on a French horn. And then another guy, he had a record out, and he played jazz on the French horn, which is completely, that's just out of my range of even thinking. But it was beautiful. But I found out then and there when I went to that international convention, that old Tom wasn't anything like some of those guys that were there.
Amazing how talented other people are. I mean, I think even band players that just do the cover, or not the cover, but the backup players, you know, they call them session players or something. I think those people are more talented than usually the solo artists and whatever. I mean, those men and women can sit down, and it doesn't matter what style, what song, they just play it, and they can. And yet the artist that they're playing with is only good at their style. So I love watching people that are really good at what they do when it comes to music, or really anything, but it's fun to watch.
I love brass quintet. You're right about that. Boy, that can get difficult. I played with a bunch of college professors one time, and I knew I was out of my league right there, but they let me try out for it. But Shelley, my oldest daughter, tried out for the San Francisco Opera Orchestra, but I think there was 250 tried out for it at the same time. But she still plays in the Michigan Philharmonic. But the most fascinating one I saw was the original horns back when they did fox hunts and all that. They paint them really beautiful, ornate flowers and stuff all over them, and they had a whole room full of those, and they don't have any valves on them, Shane. And you do your sharps and flats and all that with your hand inside the bell, and they call it chokes. And I saw I heard a gentleman play the Carl Maria von Weber Horn Concerto on a natural horn, and I couldn't even play that one. It was amazing, and the intonation usually just sucks really bad on amateurs, but this guy wasn't no amateur.
I always understood a French horn was a hard one to play and keep the tone and keep it in tune and everything. Even the valved ones, you struggle a little bit, but anyway, Tom, probably better get off here. Only got a couple. Oh, I looked at the wrong clock. Got 5 minutes. I was thinking we only had. My truck radio is a little bit faster than the phone time, and I always glance at that one. We got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, the first one I played after 20 years, a lady had a miscarriage, and they asked me to play first horn in the university's orchestra. And I said, well, I haven't played for 20 years. I don't know if I can play or not. And so I practiced a couple hours a day. But when I got out there, they throw you out. The music is in the original keys, and they throw that out in the key of C, and I had to transpose it in my head. I wasn't that good. But my sister was a music teacher, so I had her rewrite it for me. But from then on, they throw you something in the key of D, the key of C, the key of E, Some of them had seven flats, and it was a booger. That's what one of the things that makes the French horn so difficult. But I'll let you go, Shane. I still love classical music. I don't listen to a whole lot anymore. More country or 60s on 6, Willie's Roadhouse. Anyways, take care, Shane. Nice talking to you this evening. Enforce ZOK N0GR73.
Classical music, too, and I don't get to listen as much as I'd like to, but and there's no stations anymore that play classical music, from what I can tell. Occasionally NPR, I think, but anyway, good night, Tom. Nice to talk to you. Hello to Miss Bernice. N4ZLK clear.
CQ, welcome to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instant suppression of amateur radio, this net is called nightly. And I'm Kim to the W4NYK repeater. It's also the echo link node. In the event emergency, this net will be active. This repeater sits top to just head mount about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. There appears an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level, frayed by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offer on the frequency required to check in. Is there any form of traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call WG4MC or net control. In the row, call, want to remind everyone this is a direct to net. Again, all stations with without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically, as always appreciated. Name, location, and city, your intent to remain on the net for the right to you portion. Before we start with the RF check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Starting with K4XMR Male Prosperity, W4FCM Friend TR, his wife Isla, N4IEI. Then we got KO4ZEW Ben Sitzville, AA4GH, that's Gus in Florida, KG4PFI Don, his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, they make their home in Piedmont. W2AMD Andrew Sensenville, KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, KC4W Bill Anderson, K4GAT, that's Mike in Sensenville, K4IOM, that's Walden Edmond, KN4RJN, that's John Brown Summit, KM4IAV, that's Thomas in Greer, W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher, ZWS, that's Christine and Travers Rest. And then we got KR4AAE, that is Stephen and Taylor's, KG4WNP Landon Ringville, KB2BYQ, that's David Easley. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. All right, we've got an echo link station, not so echo link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Control, please check in KQ4TGH. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative 73. Thanks for calling the net.
See with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Would like to welcome KQ4TGH. That's Jonathan. And since I'm in Easley, checking in via Echo Link. Hope you and the family are doing well, sir. All righty, now we've exhausted our Echo Link stations. Let's start with the RF portion of the net this evening. And tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Matt. And I just wondered if you got my check or not for the Greer Club. Good evening to you and all on that. I'll be negative. Negative, sir.
G4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative. Oh, Tom.
Evening, Chris.
4MC. at please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD Bob here in Piedmont. Negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
N0TR, that's Mr. Tom in Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Tell Bernie Smith said hello. And what were you saying about the Greer Club, Tom?
Well, I sent you a check for it. I didn't know if you got it yet.
I'll keep an eye out for it, and I'll let you know when I get it.
Thank you, Matt. And Gerald TR back in it.
Tell Bernie Smith said hello. KO4QLG, that's Chris in Laredy. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. AA1RD, that's Bob in Piedmont. Appreciate you stopping by, Bob. Hope you're doing well. All right, additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. But we got Quebec through Tango out of the way, so we'll go down to the next alphabetical group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Everyone on the net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table, but if I can ask everyone just to kind of remember my granddaughter. If they don't mind, they found a tumor on her lower spine this morning. She's going to have surgery in the morning. And if in your prayers, I would really appreciate it. No traffic, no table. Thank you.
Please check in KF4, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Whiskey, India, Mike, Chet, Mobile, and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
WG4MC. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZBH. My name is David. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
4MC. Matt, thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4ZRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73 all in the net.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, that was a great group of check-in. Starting with N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane in Cleveland. And Shane, we're so sorry to hear about your granddaughter. I've already sent a prayer for her. And again, I hope that she gets through the surgery and y'all get some great news on that. We'll be thinking about her. And then we got KF4WIM, that's, I believe it was Chip and Anderson, is that correct?
Chet, that's Charlie Hotel Echo Tango. Thanks a lot.
That. Sorry about that. Again, hope you and the family are doing well. Then we got KB4ZPH. That's Dave and Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by. KQ4ZRC. That's Grayson in Sapphire, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, Grayson. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC and that Echolink station standby. We'll get you in just a second.
Please check in KA3WPP, Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa. Name's Howard, and I'm in Piedmont, be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
Hey, with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, would like to welcome KA3WPP, that's Howard in Piedmont. Appreciate you stopping by, Howard. Hope you and the family are doing well. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If the suffix every cost, oops, I'm sorry. Yeah, we almost forgot about that Echolink station. Sorry about that. Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Hey, good evening, Matt. This is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta, Marsh in St. Petersburg, Florida. We got up to almost 80 degrees today. Crazy stuff. We were in the 50s last week, in the 40s, and this week we're in the 80s, so who knows? Anyway, we're negative and negative, and we'll turn it back to you, dear Matt. Y'all take care. K2LXD, back to that.
And the Blue Ridge 2 Internet would like to welcome K2LXD. That's Mars in St. Peter's, Florida. Mars, enjoy the great weather down there. I cannot believe this crazy weather. I think we might actually hit, things are talking about, we might even hit 80 degrees here next week. Can't believe it for February. Appreciate it again. Hope you and the family are doing well. Alrighty. Now we'll go to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If the suffix or if your call time begins with those letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. Evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
MC. Let the man on the mountain have his say. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Also, check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel X-Ray Kilo, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick via telephone relay. He's up, he's left the T-Mark meeting, and he's in the black hole up there, and he can't get into the repeater. So check in, Patrick, a negative also. Thanks for calling the net, Matt.
With Blue Ridge Team Internet, we're going to draw a line on the page right there and recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, his wife Lorena, KK4ONO. They're in Piedmont, and via telephone relay, their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Rick and Michelle, Rick, please tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Michelle's in Wareshoals. W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer. Appreciate stopping by, our net manager. Then we got KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife, Julie, K3JOY. Gary's our Wednesday night net controller. And all things SwapNet. Appreciate stopping by, Gary. Hope you're doing well. Tell Ms. Joy we said hello, and thank you for bringing Mr. Patrick along via telephone relay. KO4HKX. Patrick's up there in Penrose, but he's mobile right now. Appreciate stopping by, Gary. And again, hope you and Ms. Joy are doing well. Blue Delta A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Hello. So, Kilo Boy 4, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Terry and Moore, negative negative.
KR4ACR, that was Terry and Moore. Appreciate stopping by, Terry. Hope you and the family are doing well this evening. All right, it's WG4MC with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. Be negative negative tonight, Matt. It's good to hear you, and thanks.
Various Team Internet would like to welcome KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate stopping by, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The stuff that's every call sign begins with those letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WMC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox, Trot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, since 73 is for each one of you.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. It's KI4, KCX. My name is Jerry. We're still hanging out in Gray Court. just check me in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net for us.
G4MC. Good to hear you call the net. Keeps me on track as the week goes by. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. I hope everybody has a good night. Sleep good. 7-3.
Internet would like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James up there in that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you talking by, James. KI4KCS. That's Jerry in Great Court. Thanks for stopping by, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Then we got Mr. Larry, KK4JVQ, and his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer. Larry, tell Donna we said hello. Hope you all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical route, which will be Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Again, KI4, MSA, Jim, Greer, negative Navy.
Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KI4MAS. That's Jim and Greer. Appreciate you talking by Jim. Additional station to Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, we have everybody for the Mike through Papa, the Mike through Papa group. And we've been through that alphabet once, so now it's opened up to the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC, Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, Oscar, KQ4, YOO, Clint, Honey a Pass, and I'll be negative and negative.
And KQ4AKE. Wayne in Simpsonville, and negative, just listening. Thank you.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, like to welcome KQ4YOO. That's Clint and Honeypath. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got KQ4AKE. That's Wayne in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Wayne. All right, we're looking for check-ins. The whole entire alphabet, Alpha through to Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. Now, as we came to the form for us tonight, with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations we've seen to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for RACU, so we'll go another round of check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. Hey, with Blue Ridge Team Internet, that long pause means we have everybody, so stand by and I'll send the old net report. Now, it's the King of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. With our thanks for everyone checking in, we will now return to the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night. WG4MC clear.
For MSA, KI4 MSA, KI4 LZI.
4 LZI, this is KI4 MSA. How you doing, Andy?
Years has it been since I've heard you in here? I know I heard Dave say something 2 or 3 days ago. You was trying to get a station back together, but it's been a long time.
It's probably been about 8 years.
When you check in here tonight, it was kind of a... I know David told me that, but it's been a long, long time since I've heard you in here even.
Hey, I stepped out of it for quite a few years there, and right now the only thing I've got going is just this Yaesu FT-60. I did pick up a tower from a friend of mine the other day, and, you know, maybe when it gets warmer I'll get that put up and then get a antenna put up on top of it and get a another VHF rig going.
A situation where you can do the summer field day this time with the Briars Club?
If I have enough room for that.
What's that word there, but go, I don't know for sure where they're going to hold it for certain at this time, but last time they held it down at the Equestrian Park last year. Dave can give you directions and all on how to get there. And if you can, come on out.
I can do that. I might swing by there. I just interviewed for a different position at work, and if I get it, it's going to increase my travel about 30%. But we'll have to see.
The people know that you're back around here. Fact that I knew your call from way back, the reason I, that and what Dave told me a few days ago, that you had been here once, let people know you're still living.
Alive, made it through COVID and all that. Just, you know, life happens, and just got out of it for a while. It's KI4 MSA.
Well, LZI, and if need be, go to the website there, and they generally keep things up to date there. If Dave doesn't remember to tell you, you remember when the field days used to be at the last of June, summer field day, last of June.
It was hot.
Things don't change. And when it comes to that part, it's been like that all the way back from my reading QST, all the way back to 1933. It's just back in 33. It was done only mainly in the Northeast, and it was a lot cooler.
Bet. But I don't know. We'll just have to see, because if I get this new job, it's going to have a lot more responsibility. It's a management position instead of an hourly position. So, I don't know. We'll just have to see. The travel part might get me, because our customers are pretty picky. You know, we work with oil and gas and fracking customers, and they don't want to be down for any length of time.
By fracking, they probably done been down for the past 4 years until now anyway.
The only reason they shut down was because the natural gas prices were so low that it wasn't worth it for them to frack to go get it.
KI4LZI RID, I figured it had to do with this previous administration, some of his policies.
Had nothing to do with it at all. It's just they weren't going to make any money if they went and tried to get it.
Work the way you can, make yourself more noticeable. And if Dave can't tell you, like I say, they usually keep the website up to date. And I know last year it was held down there at the Equestrian Park, down there, the field day. Summer field day thing was, and we'll see you there.
They were over here at the winter field day for a little while. I didn't get a chance to swing by there, but Dave did tell me that you were there.
At the winter field day. I know where Johnny lives, and W4FHJ lives over there, and that ain't really too far away from it to drive compared to where someone may go down there to the one at Anderson down there in Williamston. And I would just simply wasn't going to drive down there, but you're right. I was at the winter when this way.
Yeah, the Johnny's house is only about 9 miles from where I live now. You know, I used to live in Lyman, but we bought a house over here in Greer just off of 290, so, yeah, Johnny's isn't that far.
Work out. Come some of the events and let us see you again.
Do that. that, Andy.
Won't keep you, but I just... This first time I've heard you in person here in years, and... I just was curious. It's been so long. KI-4-MSA, KI-4-LZI. Go ahead, I won't keep you up.
It's been good talking with you, and... I hope you have a good rest of the good rest of the evening there. KI-4-LZI, this is KI-4-MSA.